Dr. Pinsky with the mail. I am in. Donald Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Holmes as described in my report of 11-24-20. For this pertain to injuries he allegedly sustained at work on 10-29-18 and 11-14-19. Appeared Mr. Holmes as a 64-year-old male who reports he was injured at work again on 4-19-21, but he was getting out of a duty van and the equipment got tangled, causing him to slip and fall out of the vehicle. But his right leg was extended and his heel jammed into the ground. Pretty believes he injured his right leg and hip as a result. Pretty had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Pretty is no longer receiving any treatment. Pretty paragraph as per his claim petition. Mr. Holmes was getting out of a work vehicle when he slipped and fell, injuring himself on 4-19-21. Pretty treatment records show he was seen at Inspira Urgent Care on 4-20-21, who described the same mechanism of injury. Pretty described he slipped out from under, scratch that, his left foot slipped out from under him, causing him to fall forward, jamming his right knee. Pretty complained of right knee pain. Period. He was diagnosed with internal derangement of the right knee and was placed on activity restrictions. Pretty was seen orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer beginning 4-21-21. Pretty he elicited a history of a right knee injury at work in 2005, but did not seek any treatment at that time. Period. He did have surgery on the left knee by Dr. Dwyer on 9-6-11, where this involved both arthroscopic partial medial and lateral meniscectomies, as well as abrasion chondroplasty of the medial femoral condyle of the left knee. Period. Dr. Dwyer noted on this occasion it was fluid in the knee, so he aspirated it and re-injected it with xylocaine and dipamedrol. Apparently, he had a large 3-plus effusion. Apparently, he referred the petitioner for an MRI of the knee. Apparently, this was done on 4-26-21 to be inserted here. Apparently, new paragraph, Mr. Holmes returned to Dr. Dwyer on 4-28-21 to review these results. Apparently, related the injection provided him 60 to 70% of relief. Period. Dr. Dwyer this time diagnosed tricompartmental osteoarthritis of the right knee as well as loose body of the right knee and effusion with pain in the knee. Period. He clinically had a trace effusion. Period. He was cleared from modified duty, and a course of physical therapy was ordered. Period. He followed up with Dr. Dwyer on 5-12-21, stating his knee was doing well, and he completed therapy the previous day. Period. Physical exam on this visit was benign. Dr. Dwyer cleared him for full duty at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph, however, on 6-18-21, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Zucconi, Z-U-C-C-O-N-I, for a pre-injection COVID test. Period. He also needed medical clearance for right-sided L5-S1 laminectomy and discectomy for a diagnosis of L5-S1 herniated disc with stenosis scheduled for 10-11-21. Period. X-rays of the right knee were done on 4-12-21 and showed no acute finding but medial compartment narrowing and tibial spine mild spurring. repaired. He did have a right knee effusion. Period. Paragraph on 5/24/21, he was seen by a physiatrist, Dr. Yu, that's H-U. Pyrrhus was in need for treatment evaluation relative to right low back and hip pain. Period. He noted the course of treatment to date. Period. He rendered a diagnosis of right hip pain, comma, low back, and low back pain. Period. He had a history of hypertension, diabetes, and right knee degenerative joint disease. Period. He wrote the cause of the patient's pain was undetermined, but possibly related to degenerative changes at the right hip or lumbar spine. Further, we're going to proceed with additional testing to assess for degenerative changes consistent with the patient's clinical picture. Period. He then did undergo x-rays of the lumbar spine on 5/25/21 to be inserted. But he also had x-rays of the left and right hip that were negative. Period. On 6/3/21, Dr. Yu performed an EMG to be inserted here. Period. The petitioner followed up with Dr. Yu subsequently through 6/8/21. Period. New paragraph. And scratch that, we already have the lumbar MRI. New paragraph on 6/11/21, Mr. Holmes was seen orthopedically by Dr. Kirshner. Period. He noted the latest injury and his course of treatment to date. Period. He was scheduled to see pain specialist Dr. Kwan. Period. Dr. Kirshner performed, scratch that, noted lumbosacral spine x-rays done on 5/25/21. Period. There was good preservation of the normal lordotic curve and no evidence of spondylolisthesis. Period. There was evidence of degenerative disc disease with disc space narrowing at L3-4 and L4-5. With severe degenerative changes at L5-S1. But he also referenced the lumbar MRI from 6/8/21. Period. It was recommended that he see pain management for an epidural injection. Period. On 6/14/21, he was seen Dr. Kwan in that regard. Period. Epidural injection was attempted on 6/29/21, but had to be aborted. Period. This was administered, scratch that, he had a successful right SI joint injection on 7/20/21, as well as 8/10/21, and 8/31/21. Period. He remained symptomatic and submitted to surgery. Period. New paragraph on 10/11/21, Dr. Kirshner performed right L5-S1 laminotomy, comma, partial discectomy, comma, and forearm anatomy, semicolon. For postoperative diagnosis of right L5-S1 herniated nucleus pulposus. Pretty followed up postoperatively, culminating in a FCE on 3/22/22. Where this found, Mr. Holmes performed it with maximum effort. Pretty was deemed capable of working in the medium physical demand category. Period. He last saw Dr. Kirshner on 3:29:22 through a telephone visit. Apparently he placed the petitioner on permanent light duty with the FCE restrictions. But he was placed on maximum medical improvement as of today, 3:25:22. Period. Physical exam. Actually, before that, when seen at Inspira Urgent Care on 4:20:21, he complained of right knee and hip pain. Period. There was no mention of an injury to his back. But similarly, when he saw Dr. Dwyer on 4:21:21, he denied any back pain. But he was diagnosed with a suspected torn meniscus and taken out of work. Period. You have also provided records dating back to 9/15/2010. Period. This was an office visit with Dr. Ganguly, G-A-N-G-U-L-Y. Complaining of right low back pain that was ongoing for several years since he was on active duty. Pretty was assessed with lumbago and physical therapy was ordered. Pretty was a discharge report from NovaCare dated 4/19/11. Pretty was also seen on a number of occasions from 12/27/11 until his date of injury, complaining of low back pain and mid back pain. Period. Now we'll go to physical exam. Extremities upper, normal, extremities lower. Motion of the knees was full with crepitus bilaterally, but no tenderness. Period motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period thoracic, normal, lumbosacral. He changed positions fluidly, was able to squat, experiencing low back pain. Period inspection revealed the midline 1.5-inch longitudinal scar with preserved lordotic curve. Period he sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 60 degrees and extends to 20 degrees. Period bilateral extension and side bending were full. Period was tendered to palpation about the iliac crest bilaterally, comma, the left greater trochanter and the waistline overall. Period there was no tenderness at the sciatic notches. Period supine straight leg was a maneuver on the right at 85 degrees and left at 75 degrees, elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period reported he does have herniated discs in the neck at C4 and C5. Period. Impressions. On 4/19/21, Donald Holmes alleges to have been injured while exiting a work vehicle. Period. He currently describes that he slid out and landed firmly on the heel of his foot. Period. He did not strike or twist the knee. Period. He did not fall on his back, nor was it struck by any objects. Period, he was seen at urgent care where he did not offer complaints involving the low back. Period, this was also the case when seen on 4/21/21 by Dr. Dwyer. Period, his initial treatment was focused on his knee. Period, knee paragraph, he later offered lumbosacral complaints through which he saw Dr. U. Period, he had an EMG to be inserted. Period, he also had an MRI of the lumbar spine on 6/8/21 to be inserted. Period, Dr. Kwan performed injections with improvement. Period, on 10/11/21, Dr. Kirshner performed surgery to be inserted here. Period, he had an FCE on 3/22/22 to be inserted here. Period, as of 3/25/22, Dr. Kirshner discharged him from care within the FCE parameters. Period, new paragraph, I've also been advised that he does have a remote history of chronic low back pain. Period, the current exam found there to be variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Period, seated and supine straight leg raise maneuvers did not correlate with one another. Period, there were no signs of radiculopathy, spinal stenosis, facet arthropathy, or radiculopathy. Period. New paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back, regardless of cause, for the reasons referenced above. Period. And that is the end.